tasty.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another one of these updates on the Iran war. As you will see, I am not in my usual place of recording, which is the lodge. I'm actually at home for this, and I will be all week. My business as usual, disrupted, you might say. However, let us talk about what's actually been going on. And to quote George Costanza, the answer is nothing. Nothing. Nothing, tra-la-la. What do I mean by nothing? I'll explain very soon. But before we get there, I'll remind people, pick up a course at the Academic Agency, Mega Bundle, been selling great all the way through Easter, Trivium, pick it up. Many other great courses available. Now, what do I mean when I say nothing's happened? Nothing, tra-la-la. Why do I say this? Well, let me count the ways. Essentially, if you've been following this story, Donald Trump says something on Truth Social, or he says something in an interview, and then everybody freaks out, and then he says something else, and then he says something else, and then he says something else. Donald Trump saying things isn't actually stuff happening, okay? And I actually remember last week, last Tuesday, I think it was, when I did office hours, I was watching the dog-faced gremlin, James O'Brien, and he said, look, isn't it bad that we keep on reacting to this clearly delusional old man who is currently the president and keep on indulging his fantasies, his kind of parallel reality that he embodies, his delusions, you know, the hyper-reality that is the MAGA or the MAGA-verse, we might say, you know, life on Truth Social, and also anybody who gets bound up in that, okay? So you could say Trump is a kind of wizard who creates a reality around himself, and then you either opt into that reality or you opt out of that reality, okay? And I think what has happened is that since this war started, he's in a situation where he just can't do this. He, like, there is a limit to the wizard's power, if you want to put it this way, because he's up against hard reality when it comes to not only the Iranians, but the whole kinetic situation of the Iran war itself, and the fact that he's up against hard parameters that aren't going to budge, that aren't going to move. So what has happened since my last update? So it's Monday as you're watching this. I'm recording it on Sunday night. By the time you watch this, it's Monday, and it's been a whole week since I commented on the war, and effectively nothing. There's been this ceasefire. There's been talk. There's been this blockade, and then there's been reports from the US side that the blockade is the most successful blockade of all time, that it's completely obliterated Iran's capacity to blah, 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 blah. The trouble is, Trump has said thousands of things like this already, like literally dozens upon dozens of claims that he's made. And it's a waste of time to pay attention to any one of them, to pay any attention whatsoever. And then, of course, there have been reports from the other side, from the Iranian side, that, you know, the blockade was unsuccessful. You know, they've got their propaganda game and their social media as well. But I have to be honest, it just doesn't matter. I have tried to actually look at what has happened tangibly, okay? There was a report at some point that the Israelis had agreed to a ceasefire, okay? But, you know, the Israelis can also announce that pigs can fly. You know, Israelis are binding by a ceasefire. I mean, I don't believe it. Does anybody believe it? Doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter at the end of the day. And the ceasefire itself, the 2 weeks is about to be up. So there's a lot of talk at the moment about whether the fighting will resume. That remains to be seen. The US has been moving, you know, pieces into place for some sort of action, although a lot of analysts have said it's still nowhere near enough for any sort of serious war. So it could simply be moving US personnel or equipment into place to back up some of Trump's bluster, whatever that may be. But the fact of the matter is, you know, regardless of what who says what on the blockade, I just had a look at Brent crude oil. What has it done in the past week? From Monday to Monday, what has happened? Well, Trump blustered, at one point, and that caused Brent to go up 7%. But then nothing happened, and then Brent came down. And in fact, it's -2 on the week. So, you know, from last Monday to now, the actual movement in the price of Brent crude oil is -2. Now, to be clear, Iran does not trade Brent. It trades Iranian light oil and Iranian heavy, but they are kind of pegged to Brent. Okay, so if Brent is -2, same is true of Iranian light oil, same is true of Iranian heavy oil. And I double-checked all of this, and there's basically just been no movement in the price of oil. What does that tell me? It tells me that whatever this blockade is, it hasn't actually fundamentally affected what is happening on the ground or on the strait or whatever else. That is, whatever the traffic was before last Monday, okay, whatever the situation was before this new arrangement started and the US blockade started, is basically the same situation now. Okay, that's all you need to know. -2 on the week, that means nothing. That means absolutely nothing is going on. Okay. Bluster from the American side, you know, if you don't do this, there'll be this, that, and the other. I mean, we've heard it all 100 times before. On the Iranian side, they're saying they're not going to talk. They're saying, but you've got to understand that they're in the middle of a negotiation. Okay. And as much as you may love Abbas, Araghchi, and all these different characters on the Iranian side, don't forget, these are guys who come from cities with hundreds of years of bazaars, right? What do they do in a bazaar? You try to buy anything in Iran, okay? Buy this pencil, for example. Trying to buy this pencil in Iran, okay? Sir, how much is the pencil? 20p? All right, then I'll take it. Well, you can't just take it. You have to threaten. Oh, 20p, that's a disgrace. I'll only give you 5p for it. 5p? Oh, that's an insult. Go on, get out of my shop. Oh, I tell you what, I will go then. And you have to do this whole rigmarole. Okay, come back. Actually, I meant 15p. Oh, it's 7p. You have to go through this whole rigmarole. I'm going to walk out and I'm going to come back and walk out and come back. They're going to do that hundreds of times. Because that is in the nature of the negotiation. So who knows? Maybe the war is going to resume in a couple of days. Maybe, and all this 2 weeks was a buying of time for people to rearm and, you know, get ready for round two of the war. Or we're still in this, in a kind of protracted negotiation in order for all parties to come out of it saving face. Now, the problem, the spanner in the works, remains Israel. Okay? The spanner in the works, always, everywhere, remains Israel. As the party who wanted this to happen, as the special interest who created this war. Okay? No amount of Trump bluster or talk from the Iranian side or anything else changes this one fundamental fact. Okay. So the question is Israel gonna, you know, how does Israel come out of the conflict saving face without Netanyahu and the Israelis overall taking a massive L? If you ask me, they've already taken a massive L. If you ask me, America has already taken a big fat L. But being American, being egotistical, they cannot take this. They cannot take it. So how do they come out with the situation without a humiliation? That's the fundamental question, okay? And if the embarrassment is big enough, it could be a pretext to then restart the conflict. Personally, reading between the lines, I feel like that's not going to happen. I know there's a lot of like Douglas McGregor and all these people, you know, there's all this alarmism online, all this kind of hysteria and belligerence as well on both sides. But my sense is, why did they stop shooting then? Why has the war stopped? Why did the war stop? Why are we in this nonsense back and like all, why are we in this noise period as opposed to being in a war period? My analysis fundamentally hasn't changed. That, you know, I mean, when was the last time you heard about Colonel Jesus? Do you remember Colonel Jesus? Do you remember the daring rescue with 155 aircraft going to save one man? This is just what we do and all that absolute bollocks. Do you remember that? My view remains that that was the US getting out of Dodge after some sort of failed mission. That was the US coming to its senses and figuring, fuck, this is not going to be as easy as it was cracked up to be, as we thought it would be. We need to cut our losses now, get out of this while we can. And Trump, you know, the trained student of Roy Cohn and the art of the deal, never accept a loss, never admit a loss, present even a defeat as a victory in all of this. He is trying to get out of it with something to show. And the trouble is the Iranians just aren't allowed, just they're just not allowing that. They're just not allowed, and the Israelis also, you know, keep on putting spanners in the works, like attacking Lebanon or whatever it was. Okay, so the situation remains somewhat intractable. This is why there was a, you know, partly why there was a war in the first place. But my sense is that because the key decision makers in the US, possibly in the Pentagon, not Pete Hegseth, but the actual army side of it, reports have come out about General Kane being reticent to do all sorts of things, and various other discontents in the US military high command. But because of that, and some of the maybe the political realities coming home to Trump about just how unpopular this war is and how unpopular he is becoming, and how toxic MAGA as a brand is becoming, not just in America, but around Europe. Maybe some of these things, okay, are causing hesitancy or cold feet on the American part. So they're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. My view, as like literally has been since the start of this war, the US are kind of in their Suez. In their Suez crisis, they're trying, because they're people who cannot take an L, you know, don't have like honor in there. They're kind of just irritating, legalistic type people without a tradition of honor, the Americans, just like the Israeli counterparts. Because of that, they're just not able to process the fact that they fucked up, basically. And that all of this is just a kind of, and the real negotiation is, how does America come out of it without looking like a chump and without having created, without having massively increased Iran's power? That's basically the issue. Nothing's changed. I spent 13 minutes now saying basically nothing has happened. Maybe something will happen in the next 7 days. You know, the war could restart. Because of all the things I just said, there's a huge possibility that due to the ego of Netanyahu and the political career of Netanyahu and the ego of Trump, you know, they could actually just restart the conflict, you know, rather than take the L. That is one possibility. But to me, just having a look at the mood music and what's going on, I just don't think that's going to happen. Would have happened already. I just think it would have happened already. So yeah, I think that we're going to can. If I was to make a guess, and I, you know, I retired from making predictions, I would say we're going to be stuck in this holding pattern of a whole lot of nothing happening, but a whole lot of noise and bluster and people kind of, you know, the Americans making one claim and then the Iran and their supporters making another claim, you know, and being stuck in that, you know, on an ongoing basis for a while. Very irritating. And if you think about it, a typical Trump story, a typical Trump story. I always say with Trump, okay, he gets you invested in a storyline, but the storyline never has a play, never, ever, ever has a payoff. Okay, if you've been a Trump fan, if you've been like a Q-tard or whatever for the past 10 years, okay, he will always leave you blue-balled. He will never give you a satisfying finish or payoff. And it's because of his Roy Cohn never taking L philosophy. So what tends to happen is he just keeps on opening new cans of worms, but it never fucking goes anywhere. And this is basically what's happening, only in this case, you know, it has catastrophic consequences for the entire world attached to it. The fundamental fact of the matter is that the Strait of Hormuz, which remains Iran's ace card, remains under Iranian control. This U.S. blockade thing, I mean, well, as I said, the price of the oil itself speaks for itself. It's just a nonsense, an absolute nonsense. All the narratives around it, just ignore it all. I've been spending the week talking about anything else. You don't need to follow the ins and outs and what he said today and, you know, how's he going to get out of this one, blah, blah, blah. It's all just crap. Okay? I'm probably the only person on YouTube who will tell you that this week. Okay? And just remember it. When you're watching Judge Napolitano and all those, and Duran and all those other guys, just remember what I said. Okay? You know, basically all of these people, the God's honest truth is, all of these people need something to say every single day. And Trump fills that kind of content vacuum for everybody. But if you think about it, at the end of the day, most of the time, all people are talking about is Trump said this, and then he said this. Trump said this thing, ridiculous thing, and now he said this ridiculous thing. Oh. You know, it's all so as far as I'm concerned, there have been no plot points at all. I know Iran are saying we're going to close the strait and we're not going to talk again. And, you know, Iran are saying all of those sorts of things. And the US is, Trump is saying, I'm going to bomb all the power plants again. Look, it's all fucking crap. Okay. It's all crap. Lovely spring day today it was. Probably when you watch this, it'll be the morning time. It'll be a lovely spring morning. Go outside. Maybe some butterflies are around. Go and look at the trees. Honestly, there's just no point fixating on stuff the president is saying at the moment. Absolutely no point. Okay. Pick up a course at the academic agency. Trivium, the bestseller, of course. And I'll see you all soon. If I can bloody turn this thing off. See, I'm not my usual setup. Oh, flaming Nora. Oh, maybe we're just stuck here. I can't even turn it off. What should we talk about? All right, bye everyone. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.